Blackstone Audio presents The Complete Stories of Anton Chekhov, Volume 2, 1886, by Anton Chekhov, translated by Constance Garnett. This book is read by Anthony Heald.
Art. A gloomy winter morning. On the smooth and glittering surface of the river Bistrianka, sprinkled here and there with snow, stand two peasants, scrubby little Seryoshka and the church beadle Matvey. Seryoshka, a short-legged, ragged, mangy-looking fellow of 30, stares angrily at the ice. Tufts of wool hang from his shaggy sheepskin, like a mangy dog. In his hands he holds a compass made of two-pointed sticks. Matvey, a fine-looking old man in a new sheepskin and high felt boots, looks with mild blue eyes upwards, where, on the high sloping bank, a village nestles picturesquely. In his hands there is a heavy crowbar.
"Well, are we going to stand like this till evening with our arms folded?"
says Seryoshka, breaking the silence and turning his angry eyes on Matvey.
"Have you come here to stand about, old fool, or to work?"
"Well, you, show me."
Matvey mutters, blinking mildly.
"Show you! It's always me to show you, and me to do it. They have no sense of their own. Mark it out with the compasses, that's what's wanted. You can't break the ice without marking it out. Mark it! Take the compass!"
Matvey takes the compasses from Seryoshka's hands, and shuffling heavily on the same spot, and jerking with his elbows in all directions, he begins awkwardly trying to describe a circle on the ice. Seryoshka screws up his eyes contemptuously and obviously enjoys his awkwardness and incompetence.
"He mutters angrily, even at you."